And welcome to the BBS Talk Radio for A Beautiful You. We're so happy that you can join us tonight. Tonight we have a very special guest, actually, our Mrs. Alabama U.S. Beauty's State Queen, Stacy, and we're going to talk with her a little bit. And our Mrs. Missouri U.S. Beauty State Queen, Amber, which I'm sure she'll be on shortly because Amber's a police officer. And we were trying to get her on the show tonight as she was scheduled, but she may have gotten a call in, so hopefully Amber will join us in a little bit. First of all, I'd love to get a shout-out to my husband, Dennis, who has been wanting me to talk about him for a little bit, and I'm going to let everybody know what a wonderful man he is, supportive of what I do. He's in law enforcement himself, protects the state of Illinois for us, and just is a lovely man. So, honey, you know I love you. Thank you for everything that you do and your support and love for the U.S. Beauty pageant system and everything. So tonight we have our Mrs. Alabama, U.S. Beauty Stacy, on the line. How are you, Stace?
I'm fabulous. Thank you. How are you, Diane?
I'm fine. Thank you for joining us tonight. We're going to do a Talking Head Pageant Girl Hour, talking about everything about pageantry, what you do, the nationals coming up, how you're preparing, and how you feel about pageantry and things like that. So let's start with telling our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been married to my husband for 5 years. I have two wonderful children. I own my own pageant system for girls for the state of Alabama, Little Miss Alabama, for girls 0 to 19 years. I've been doing that for the last 10 years, and I just really enjoy working with the girls, instilling self-confidence, poise, grace, and all the ladylike characteristics and traits that come along with competing in pageants and with just self-esteem and everything like that. And I just love to see the girls win and do their best and always walk away feeling like winners. I've always loved just all aspects of pageants in general.
And so your pageant system is for children to 19 years. And, you know, there's been so much talk about the children's competing in pageants over the years, especially with the JonBenet issue, which we're not going to get into, but because she did love pageants. I mean, you know, she did. She loved competing. There was no doubt about it. As you know, when you have children on stage, if they don't want to be there, they're going to start kicking and crying, and their parents are embarrassed, and they just don't want to be there. But when you have a young girl on stage, you know, loving it like she did, you know, I
love all pageants, but I have to say that my pageant is a natural pageant system. We don't believe in dressing the girl up in the whole glitz aspect because we want our children to be children and look like little girls as they are, because there's plenty of time to be adults and look like women at the appropriate age. So I have to support all the natural pageant systems, and I have nothing to say about the other ones. It's just that we like to expose the natural beauty of our girls, and that's what we promote, and that's how we run our systems.
Well, for our listeners who are not aware, there's two type of systems, whether it's children or adults. You have your natural with very little or no makeup at all, no really high-end fashion clothing or modeling involved, or pro-am, as they call it. Versus glitz pageants, you have more of the high-end clothes, the makeup, the poofy hair, and all the things that come with the glitz-style pageants. So Stacy's pageant is more on the national level, and, you know, that's a good thing. You know, I found as a pageant coach, Stacy, and I've been doing coaching since 87, that in part, young teens have a higher self-esteem and do well in school, in part to competing in pageants. Do you find that over the last 10 years that you've been directing your system?
I do, absolutely. It's whether it's pageants, cheerleading, any extracurricular activity at all, I believe children that's able to get in front of a group of people and feel confident on stage or the field or any part of entertainment have a lot more self-confidence and just do better in school as a whole because they are more confident about themselves and they are more of a leader than a follower. and they just stand for what they believe in, and there's not a whole lot that can get them down because of the confidence that they have in themselves.
You know, I don't know if we have a caller or we have Amber on the line. Do we have Amber on the line?
Yes.
Amber!
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm sorry. My daughter had her first dance class tonight.
Oh, okay. At least it wasn't a town emergency, because I had mentioned to the listeners that you are a police officer out in Missouri.
Yes, I am.
So, listeners, this is our Mrs. Missouri U.S. Beauties, Amber. And, Amber, you are going to be listening also to Mrs. Alabama U.S. Beauty, Stacy. So you're going to actually be talking to each other for the first time. So
I'm excited.
Yeah, we're happy to have you on the show with us.
Stacy and I were
just speaking about the children's systems, and you have little Helen, your daughter, involved in the children's systems. So
yes.
we're gonna stay on the subject a little bit, because we want to know from you, is Helen in the natural or is she in the glitz pageant?
She is in the low glitz, some natural and some low glitz. We actually do sunburst here in Missouri, and we absolutely love it. We absolutely love it. She puts stuff for the hair and the makeup, and she loves getting dressed up and feeling like a princess, and she has a ball on stage.
Well, our Mrs. Alabama, Stacy, owns a pageant system for children through 19 years, and it's more on the natural lines of pageant competition. So let me ask you, Amber, do you see a difference between the natural and the glitz pageants for children?
Do I see a difference?
Yes.
Yes, I do. A lot of the glitz girls, I've noticed that they're a lot more showy. They have, they love the modeling. The natural ones, a lot of the girls, they don't like the makeup. They just like being on stage. But both of the girls, I've noticed, I have a friend whose daughter is actually in pageants, and she likes them both because she gets to see both, all of her friends in both systems.
Starting with Stacy, do you feel that little children have a higher self-esteem even at a young age that you've experienced as a director over the years, as a pageant owner over the years?
Do I feel that they have a higher self-esteem?
Yes, even at that young age.
I feel like that they are more comfortable in front of people. They don't tend to shy away from strangers, and they are, I guess, more outgoing. And that would probably be from just being on stage and being in front of people altogether. And that would be, just like I said, in any extracurricular event, if a child is exposed to people as a whole on stage and getting to entertain and be in front of people, that they're going to have a higher self-esteem and be a little more confident about themselves, even as young children, just because it's a learned experience, it's a learned trait, and it's just instilled in them naturally, I believe.
Now, Amber, do you see Helen's personality has more outgoing since she's been competing in pageants?
Oh, definitely. My daughter, she's very shy. She's an only child. She's only been around a lot of family, and she just started daycare and dance, and since she's been in pageant, she's really, really, she shines on stage. Her personality just blossoms when she's on stage. And when she won Toy Explosion, her Missouri State Toy Explosion title, this past summer, when we, on our way home, she was asking to do another one, and her personality, she gets around the other children, she has a ball. She absolutely has a ball. Her personality just pops, and it's just wonderful.
Well, I've been asked to have a show based on the children's pageantry, so would love to have you both on again with other, people discussing just children's pageantry and really trying to diffuse the negativity that comes along with this. And I think biography specials about children's systems on A&E and things like that, instead of dwelling on, what the negativity you may see, you want to start, I think we should start focusing on the positive aspects of what the pageantry has done for the young girls. But let's get to the both of you now. Starting with Stacy, have you ever competed in adult systems before?
I have. I actually didn't compete as a child at all. I was always interested in pageants, and my mom was a director of a little system. But I never competed as a child, mostly being that she had her own system, and I don't believe in letting your own children compete in your pageant system or family members because you don't want it to look unfair whether, you know, the child did win fairly or not. It just didn't look right. But as an adult, I competed in the United States system two times, actually in the last 5 or 6 years, and was a finalist each time. But that is the only pageant systems that I have competed in as an adult.
And Amber, actually Amber was a finalist in our Miss Division. I believe it was 4 years now it's been for Amber. And she's coming back now as a Mrs. But you've also done different pageant systems, I think, along the line of the children's line. Is that correct, Amber? I don't remember.
Yes, I've done actually a couple of natural pageants. I did American Co-Ed. I was Miss Missouri American Co-Ed in 2000 before I did U.S. Beauties. And, you know, like I said with my daughter, I used to be really shy, and it actually just, I can interview with the best of them, and I can nail an interview, and it taught me how to present myself in front of people. And I want the same thing for my daughter. I don't want her to be afraid to get up on stage. I don't want her to be afraid to go into an interview. I want her to know how to do all those things. And it's been a wonderful experience.
And you both have children. Stacy, how are your children seeing you as the queen now instead of seeing you with the queen? How do they feel about you competing now?
Oh, they're extremely excited and proud for me. I competed in the United States system as just shortly prior to winning the title to the U.S. Beauty. And my daughter, she is 7, and she was just very excited and extremely proud. And it's like, oh, Mommy, I can't wait to see you go do another pageant. I hope you win. And they're just so sweet and supportive. And my husband as well, he just is glad to be there and, you know, represent Alabama right along with me.
And how about you, Amber? How is it feeling competing now as a Mrs.?
It's really different. It's a lot of fun because, you get to show off that you're a mom and a wife and what all that means, you know, the commitments and everything. And it just shows me that I'm really proud of being a Mrs., and it's just a lot of it's real different than what it was before. But it's a good feeling. It really is. It shows that I can still do it after having a daughter and being married after all this time, and it's something that I'm very proud of.
And how does Helen realize what you're doing now?
No, she doesn't, but she loves to look at my crowns, and she likes to try them on.
There you go. Now, I always feel like a nice bee in my bonnet when I have contestants come back. It makes me feel like we're doing something right. And the pageantry competition in general for us has changed over the last few years. It's more glamorous, elegant, into the regular style of competition. How do you think it's going to affect you, Amber, used to be in the old way of competing, which is a production-type event, versus the more glamorous event that we do have now?
I'm sorry. What is that last part? I'm sorry.
Yeah. When you were competing before, we were more into the production style of competition, and now we're more into the elegant style of competition. How do you think that is going to make you feel as far as a contestant versus what you used to compete before?
Oh, it's definitely going to make you, you're going to almost feel like a movie star almost because of how much more, how glamorous it's become, and it's becoming more prestigious, and that, to me, is just, that's a big plus. It's a wonderful thing,
growing. We're really doing really well. I mean, we've got a lot of things going on right now. that as soon as things are finalized, all the girls are going to find out about them. So everything's good. Stacy, what was it about U.S. Beauty's pageant system that attracted you? I'm always curious to know and find out from our girls, what was it about the system that you liked?
I just liked that you had a natural pageant that represented each state and that you worked with all of your contestants as a whole and to incorporate all the extracurricular things that you do offer. And it just is a prestigious title as Mrs. Alabama, Miss Alabama, and your national system. I really like it, and it offers, you know, more than just a name. It offers, you know, exposure and just great knowledge of pageants and the exposures that you get as your title holders.
Well, you know, for our at-large girls, which for our listeners, in case you don't know, it is when a contestant doesn't have a state director, and they're usually selected at-large. And sometimes the contestants feel happy when they have to bypass state to go to nationals, and others feel sometimes they didn't accomplish what they wanted to by winning state. So I just didn't want to say, okay, here's your crown and banner, and we'll see you at state. I really wanted to do something special for them. So now all of our at-large girls are getting crowning ceremonies, which has been fantastic. We just had California's. We're planning Pennsylvania's, Indiana's, and Michigan. And our contestants are telling us that they feel like queens, even though they didn't have a state pageant to compete in, this crowning ceremony made them feel special. And the both of you girls are going to have a crowning ceremony as soon as we get your miss in both of your states. And so you'll be able to experience how much fun it's going to be for you. Do you think that was a good idea of us to do that, Amber?
I think it is. I think it's a really good experience because then it also introduces other people to your pageant system. And to let them see how close-knit of a family pageant system is. A lot of the old queens come back and become staff, or they recompete, or they help crown. And they're like a family. And it's a really neat thing for our personal families to get to see that.
Yeah, and you know what? Sometimes they come back as staff members, pageant consultants, and even judges. You know, so that always is really nice because we don't want to just say goodbye when they give up their crown and banner. We want them to come back again. Do you find that with your pageant, Stacy, that they're coming back to help you out and be a part of your pageant system even after they give up their crown?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The parents and, of course, the contestants are young, but our older queens are always involved, whether it's coming back to help crown or to help or coach our new contestants coming on. So I believe that you put on a good pageant system and a reputable name, you're going to have that return contestants as well as the your pageant family coming back to support you through the years.
You know, in the days that have gone by, we really included our husbands in what we were doing. I mean, they even had their own song and dance number, you know, but as the years went on, you know, we found out that they were getting more shyer and shyer about coming on stage. But the husbands are going to walk their wives on stage in evening gown, and they're going to be on stage with their wives should they be selected as the top five. How do you think your husband's going to react to this when he finds out, Stacy, that he has to go on stage? Should you be?
He's going to be excited. He will be excited about that because that's what we did in the other pageant system that I competed in, and he looked really forward to that. So for him, I think it's going to be okay as long as you don't give him the microphone, and I tease him always and tell him, you know, what to say in case he is asked a question and he laughs at me because I prepare him for just in case. So I think he'll be ready, and he will be excited about that. They also like to get a little exposure and feel, you know, be in the limelight just a little bit, even if they say they don't.
And, you know, they're going to be in the limelight because the top five husbands are going to be asked by our host to pretend that they're competing in the evening gown competition, and they're going to step forward, and we're going to see how they're going to act.
That's funny.
It's going to be very interesting. How about you, Amber? Do you think your husband's going to like this if you should make the top five and he has to go up on stage?
He doesn't know. And I'm leaving it that way. He is very, I want to sit in the bag. So it's going to be an interesting surprise for him. I wouldn't get him there.
So you're going to keep this a secret till he gets to Nationals. Oh, boy.
He's not going to get to know. It's going to be a good surprise for him.
Well, my husband Dennis is going to be the husband coordinator. He's going to be with the husbands and help them out whenever they need help or do whatever and answer all kinds of questions and be there for them. So he's going to debrief them on this at the Friday night orientation. So
mine
if your husband comes out, why does it go? We'll know why.
Just don't tell him, because I won't get him there. I'll have to drag him by his ears.
Well, if he's listening, it's too late now. So, you know, Stacey, I've been in pageants now for almost 30 years, and I've seen, you know, so many things change. But one thing that hasn't changed is the fact that women take these pageants very seriously. Are you starting to prepare for your national pageant, even though it's 10 months from now?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Just today, as a matter of fact, I received my dress by UPS. And I was very excited because I had ordered it back when I was named Miss Alabama U.S. Beauty. So I'm extremely excited, and just receiving the dress makes me even more excited. And just, you know, a daily exercise routine and, you know, taking care of yourself and skin and stuff makes a big difference. Even, you know, 10 months away, I believe, just training yourself in interview, self-help, personality growth books, I've always loved. Stuff like that always helps a little, even if it's a little bit a day, it makes an extreme difference in the end.
Well, ladies, we're talking so much, having so much fun, we missed our commercial break. So we're going to go to that right now. We'll be back with Mrs. Missouri U.S. Beauty State Queen Amber and Mrs. Alabama U.S. Beauty State Queen Stacy.
Have you ever wanted to compete in a pageant system that focuses in on your self-esteem and positive attributes? Have you accomplished something successful in your life and want to tell the world? Then you have come to the right place. The award-winning Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties pageant is looking for you. The national pageant will take place next July 2009 in Illinois, where women from all over the United States will vie for the coveted title. For more information, please visit the website at usbeautiespageant.com. The Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties National Pageant, celebrating the success of the modern woman. We are looking for corporate and business sponsors for the award-winning Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties National Pageant. Premium sponsor packages are available for those who would like to sponsor a beautiful pageant system that celebrates the success of the modern woman. For more information, please visit the Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties National Pageant website at www.usbeautiespageant.com.
With Mrs. Missouri U.S. Beauties State Queen Amber and Mrs. Alabama U.S. Beauty State Queen Stacy. Okay, for Amber, you are a police officer in the state of Missouri. Are you getting ribbing from the other police officers about being a beauty queen in a pageant competition?
I don't really discuss. I keep that more for my family and things like that. I usually keep work, or at least I try to, because I don't want them to think of the stereotypical pageant queen. They know a little bit, but I don't really talk about it with them. I save that part of my life for at home, and I keep work for work usually. So it's a work thing, I guess, and I really, really like and enjoy pageants, but I keep that part more mainly for me. So okay. It's something I can do.
Now, for you, Stacey, I'm sure that your girls are just jumping for joy that you're a queen of Alabama.
Oh, yes. They're very excited. And I actually got to wear my crown and banner at my state pageant to help crown my girls. And that was something exciting for them because they had known about me competing in the past. So finally being able to represent Alabama as the Mrs. was exciting for me and all my contestants, especially the ones that was repeat contestants that had known about me competing in the past. So it was exciting for me as well as my girls and the parents of the girls also.
You know, ladies, there's such a stereotypic view of pageantry. I don't know if it's ever going to go away, and the media only makes it worse when a major pageant system, you know, comes to the forefront with something negative that has gone on or something that the media has drummed up, like usual, for negativity of something with that pageant system. How can we convince mainstream public that pageant competitions really does improve interview skills for when you get a job, basic self-esteem, feeling good about yourself because you have to concentrate on training and working out and doing things you need for your competition. Stacey, what can we do to try to change the public's view of pageants as a whole?
I believe that just showing that it's more than just a beauty pageant. It's intellectual, it's interview, it's physical fitness. Time where you are out in the public eye, you're have speeches, you have more than just a beautiful face and a beautiful dress. I mean, there's more to it than that, where before maybe that's all that they've seen. Now they're seeing, you know, intellectual people, very smart, carrying full-time jobs that requires an education, and it's not just about beauty anymore. It is about someone having something to say and a point to be made, and they're, even if they do it by a title, as long as they're getting their point across and it's made, and they're going to realize that this is serious and it's not just about a beautiful beauty queen. It's a point to be made and a passion, a platform to be heard, and if they have to do it by carrying a state title, then I believe they're going to see through all that and realize that, you know, this is a prestigious name and there's more to be heard than just a beauty pageant.
Very well put. And Amber, how do you feel about that? I mean, how do you think we can convince the mainstream public that pageants aren't just beauty pageants? It is really a competition that increases self-esteem and awareness of oneself.
I think by just getting out in our own communities and getting out in the public and representing our titles with a purpose. And I think it's just showing that we are more than a pretty face and more than, more than just looking good. I think we need to show the public that we also have a brain and we know how to use it.
And, you know, it's demonstrated on our website at www.usbeautiespageant.com. Listeners, if you go to the Miss and Mrs. contestant pages, you're going to see their success stories as well as Amber's and Stacey's. I'm getting soon to post on their personal success story page. Amber and Stacey, these success stories coming in are phenomenal. I mean, you women are so accomplished with everything that you've done. I mean, from charity work to helping the elderly to being a nurse, personal trainer, you know, working with people on weight reduction and helping them with their self-esteem. I mean, it's amazing what's coming in, and I really am so happy that we're focusing on success of the modern woman, because I'm thrilled when I read each success story that comes in into the national office. That's phenomenal. Did you like the fact that we were celebrating the success of the modern woman, Stacey?
I did. I really enjoyed the fact that you were putting that out there, because it's easy to click on a website and see a picture of a contestant, but when you put the words behind it and their life story and their successes, it paints a whole different picture of the accomplished woman and what we have to offer than just a competition and a stage event. So I thought that was a fabulous touch to the pageant, and I believe that you're going to see so many more contestants from a different range of ladies more interested in competing because they see that it's more than a beauty pageant. It's an accomplishment, and I think they'll be proud to be part of something like that.
Well, I have to tell you that the U.S. Beauty Pageant Organization has a new marketing company now that is marketing our pageant organization to different media outlets. And I also have a celebrity judge, and both have told me that had it not been for what we are doing to help women by promoting their success and self-esteem, they would have not been interested. The fact that we are not just the typical beauty pageant has intrigued them to want to go forward, and since then, we have life coaches that deal with women who want to become involved. Self-esteem motivators, and all kinds of people that are stepping on board to be a part of this and work with you girls. Speaking of working with girls, you have your own personal consultants. Amber, do you like that we had done that for you?
Oh, I think it's going to be a great thing. It's going to help some of us who have never competed to understand what the competition is all about and how to prepare and get ready. It's also going to help people that need to brush up on some skills and different things. It's going to help us as well, and it's just a great motivator and a great tool, and I think every contestant is probably going to be taking advantage of it. Are you there?
Have you ever wanted to compete in a pageant system that focuses in on your self-esteem and positive attributes? Have you accomplished something successful in your life and want to tell the world? Then you have come to the right place. The award-winning Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties pageant is looking for you. The national pageant will take place next July 2009 in Illinois, where women from all over the United States will vie for the coveted title. For more information, please visit the website at usbeautiespageant.com. The Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties National Pageant, celebrating the success of the modern woman. We are looking for corporate and business sponsors for the award-winning Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties National Pageant. Premium sponsor packages are available for those who would like to sponsor a beautiful pageant system that celebrates the success of the modern woman. For more information, please visit the Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties National Pageant website at www.usbeautiespageant.com.
Okay, we are back with Mrs. Missouri U.S. Beauty Amber and Mrs. Alabama U.S. Beauty Stacy. And we were talking about consultants. We have contestant consultants that we are going to have work with our contestants and help give sound advice. And Stacy, did you like the idea that we were going to do that?
I do. I love the idea that you're offering each area of a competition expertise to the ladies, because otherwise, you know, some of them may have not been prepared for the national competition. I didn't feel like I would use the ladies because I had pageant coaches in the past, but as I read each of their bios and a little bit about them, I will absolutely introduce myself to them and use their expertise and knowledge to get ready for the national competition as well.
Well, you know, just a little recap. I do want to give them some kudos. We have our pageant coach, which is 2003 Mrs. USBD's National Queen, Susan Kajna. We do have our makeup consultant from Stage Cosmetics, and that is Diva. And then we have our fitness consultant, Denise Turner, who is really big, especially out in the western area, I believe, is where she's out of. And then we have our dietitian, Malenka, from the East Coast, and she's very, very excited about working with the girls in Two Chic Boutiques, which I hope the girls take advantage of. They have beautiful interview suits and evening gowns and things for pageants. Kimberly is your wardrobe consultant. So it's very, very exciting that we have the ladies on board to help you girls and to help prepare you, which I think is important. I know when I was competing, there was no such thing as pageant coaches. There was nobody to help you. There wasn't even pageant magazines out there. You were pretty much on your own. So, and we didn't even have the Internet. So all we could do is go to pageants and watch them and try to do the best we can to pick up some of the tips and techniques that the girls were demonstrating during their stage presentation. What is the most important part, Stacy, of the pageant competition to you?
I think the most important part to me is just competing as Miss Alabama and representing the state as well as I can and offering, you know, the knowledge and the success that I have to other ladies and just to get the passion of my platform out there to the people that could use it and benefit from what I have learned over the years and feel like my story can make a difference to even one individual. To me, it would be worth it as just the title holder.
Okay. And Amber, what do you feel is the most important part of the national competition? Interview, evening gown, or the high-end fashion modeling wear?
I think the evening gown, it shows, you need to show poise and you need to show elegance, and I think that's a big part of having a title being a title holder. I think that if you also have fun at nationals and you get to meet as many people as you can and you really truly enjoy your title, it's going to come out on stage and it's really going to shine through. And I think that that's the big part of it is, and that'll come through in your poise and just your overall appearance.
Now, Stacy, if there's some women that are misses that would like to compete that are listening, but their husbands do not want them to compete, what advice could you give or what could you say to the husbands to kind of help them along so that their wives can compete?
Oh, I would absolutely tell the husbands that this is not something your wife is doing alone. It's something that you guys can do together. You can grow together. The husband can get to know his wife, you know, on a more personal basis, just getting to interact with her passion and her interest in pageants, because as a contestant, certain aspects of yourself come out that, you know, just you don't reveal on an everyday basis. So if the husband would just join his wife in her interest, whether it be pageants or anything else, I believe that they will get to know one another and have a totally different relationship than they had before she competed, because she exposes a whole different side of herself that she wouldn't if she didn't compete in a pageant. So I think it would be great for the husband to jump on board with his wife and go through this journey together, and they would really benefit from doing it as two. And as a family.
And, you know, I want to tell the misses, too, that do not compete unless you do have your husband's approval. Because if the wife should win and the husband's not happy with her winning, there can be some problems the next year while she's reigning. So it's something that you the women really need to have their husband's approval on. Now, when we were sitting down thinking about the health and fitness end of the pageant, in the pageant world, there are women who have developed anorexia and bulimia, you know, in part either starving themselves or not eating the right way just to compete in a pageant. Okay, well, I don't think your health is worth any pageant, okay? So when we were sitting down thinking about how we can help the women prepare for their competition, we thought about the Do It Right Health and Fitness for Life. And then we ran a campaign for 3 months asking women to send in, you know, their slogans. And then we had a woman win, and it was See the Beauty of a Healthier You. So when we put it together, it was like, this sounds perfect. And we want to make sure that the ladies do it right. You know, we don't want them taking diet pills or starvation diets or even using tanning beds, because we don't want them, you know, to get any allergic reaction or get sick from them. You know, we'd rather just have them do it the right way. So we're putting together a program soon that we're going to introduce to you girls that's going to help you along the way. Do you think by having this campaign it's going to help you, Amber?
I know it will. It's going to also, it's really, really going to help us learn to eat healthier and motivate us to exercise and not do the starvation diets, which we know aren't healthy. And if we're not healthy, we can't be healthy for our family. And that's another big thing, you know. You have to be healthy in order to keep up your children and your husband and work and all the other million things that we do. And I think it'll give us the extra energy needed to do what we need to do in our daily lives.
And do you think it'll, Stacey, that this will benefit the contestants?
Yes, I do, because like Amber said, it just motivates you to be healthier on a natural level, and watching all the contestants have the success of walking on stage and being healthy and seeing how they did it the best way possible for them will just benefit everyone altogether, knowing that there is a healthy way to look your best and feel your best, and that is something that we as contestants will expose to everyone that sees us and sees pageant contestants as a whole.
And, you know, we're even thinking of down the road, we're putting this together, but we're even thinking of having U.S. Beauty's pageant fitness DVD sent to all the contestants so they could pop it in their DVD and exercise anytime they want. So we're working on this project along with other things that we'll be presenting to you girls soon. But my goal, our goal, you know, we're a team here. Our goal was to make sure that you were ready the right way. We don't want to see you sick, sickly, you know, anything like that. And I think that this is going to work out real well for you girls. I'm excited about Nationals, excited for you girls. We got some great things going on. And as a director, I feel I need to stay in touch with my contestants, not just say, let me take your entry fee, we'll see you at Nationals. Stacey, do you like the fact that we keep in touch with you?
I do. I look forward to your emails. And I may not respond promptly as I should, but, you know, we all have things going on. But I know you're just a click away and a phone call away. So I do appreciate all the emails and the updates and how you stay connected to all your contestants. And that's just something else that goes along with your prestigious system and how it's all family-oriented. And you're not just there to put on a one-day production. You're there as for the long run and as a whole, as a family-oriented pageant system, and I love that. And anyone that competes or has ever competed will appreciate that as well.
Oh, well, thank you for the compliment. I appreciate that. Amber, do you feel with me keeping in contact with you and us making sure that you feel comfortable the next 10 months, do you like that idea?
Yes, I think it's a wonderful idea. And, you know, I always, like Stacey stated, I look forward to getting your emails, and I enjoy keeping you updated on what's going on, what I'm doing with my title, and it helps me, and it reassures me that everything's being run smoothly and that everything's under control, and I save all your emails, and I really enjoy it.
You know, we try to keep, you know, girls, we try to keep it under control. This way it's a national. No matter what, no matter. I mean, I'm sure you can relate, Stacey. No matter what you do and try to do, when it comes nationals, and nothing ever runs smooth. Like, you hope nobody really, and you hope nobody really knows what's going on.
I don't think they do. I don't think anybody knows but the people backstage that's, you know, going crazy. So that's a good thing.
And you should see us going crazy. Especially when contestant number 13 is called on stage and she doesn't show up and like, where is she? Why is that? I had to run in, not run in my nylons, or I had to go to the washroom or something. It's like, your number was called. And we're all running back there trying to find her. Oh, it's like a zoo sometimes.
That's part of the fun.
It is part of the fun. You know, I'll never forget when I was competing in a pageant, and I believe we were on contestant number 62, and I was 68. And as I was going up the stairs, I had nylons on. I don't know why. I was 100 pounds soaking wet, but I wore the nylons, and all of a sudden, something ripped a big hole in my nylons. And here it is. I'm like six contestants from being on stage. I had to run all the way down, and the girls were going, go, 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 go. I'm like, I'm never going to make it. As soon as I'm huffing and puffing coming up the stairs, boom, they call my contestant number. I'm like, I wouldn't want to wish to. And do you girls ever have pageant nightmares? You know how many nightmares I've had about forgetting my evening gown?
Oh, goodness, that would be terrible.
Yes. Do you have any pageant horror stories, Stacey, you want to share with us?
Oh, gosh. I can't think of any right off. You're going to make me have nightmares now.
How about you, Amber? Anything that you forgot or just...
I have been very lucky. I don't think I've had any horror stories, but I have a lot of good stories. I remember my first year at U.S. Beauties. Lori, the girl who won Miss U.S. Beauties that year, and we became really good friends. And right before we went on stage, we were jumping up and down and dancing all juicy because we were so excited and so pumped to go on stage. And I remember being the last two up there. We were like, oh, my gosh, one of us is going to be first rep, one of us are going to be queen. We don't care who. We're both excited. We're together, you know. We were the last two standing. And I was so happy for her that year. And it's just good stories like that that I really remember.
And, you know, I guess, you know, Amber, you did display good sportsmanship, something that I think needs to be improved upon in pageants. You know, I'm going to keep everybody on stage after the top five are announced because I don't want anybody leaving the theater. I think it's very important that the contestants stay there to support who's ever won the pageant system.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and it's not happening, you know, in some pageant systems, you know, and I think it's not fair to the director, and I don't think it's fair to the contestants. So I want to make sure we're not having any preliminaries for that reason. We're just going to make sure everybody's involved and everybody's there from the start to the finish. And I think that I think it's all going to work out. So, how are you preparing, Stacey, for your pageant?
Well, just doing the best I can on keeping up with all the information that you guys send us, and a regular daily exercise routine, which I've always tried to keep, self-help books, personality and personal growth books has always been wonderful. I'm a big fan of The Secret. It's a self-help sort of on CD, and it's wonderful to listen to. It just, you know, is embedded in your brain about how good you are and what you think about, you bring about, and I'm just a firm believer in positive attitude, positive thinking, and just doing that on a daily basis, I think, can change a person's whole persona of themselves and personality just in a short period of time. So anybody that is struggling with confidence, if you just pop in one of those CDs and listen to any type of personal growth or self-development, it will change you dramatically. So I would recommend something like that.
And as a pageant coach, I've always said, you have to have good self-esteem to be able to win a pageant. You have to feel good about yourself. If you have low self-esteem and you look at your competitors, you're going to develop self-doubt. you're going to be intimidated, and it surely is not going to carry you through the high-stress competition that the girls face. And you know what? We have the time out now. I mean, I can't believe it's been an hour with your girls. I'm enjoying it. I can go another hour, but I can't. They won't let me. But we're going to have you girls on again. And it's been a great time. I'm very happy I was able to get you both on. You both are great examples of what state queens should be. I'm very proud of the both of you, and I'm honored that you have chosen our U.S. Beauty Pageant system to compete in, and you know I'll always be there for you if you need
me. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you both for being on the show with us tonight. And next week we have our national pageant host, Nashville country singer Gina James, who's going to be making a video soon to be shown on the country music station. And she'll be with us next week to talk about her tours, her upcoming tour video, and the things that she's doing in her life. So for us at the BBS Talk Radio for a Beautiful You, thank you, and we'll see you next week. Have a nice evening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.